Some of them, I don't know. I think that poison ivy grows on maybe a little vine. It don't get very big, but poison oak will grow plumb to the top of a tree. It'll be on a big vine, like a big grapevine or something like that. I've seen it that way. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how you'd tell it on a person, because it all acts about the same way, you see, on a person. It breaks out in patches mm-hmm. on it. Both of them does. And I don't know how you'd tell the difference in it. Some of them cause it all the same, but it's not. Because the poison ivy is a vine, more a little vine, more or less like pea vines or something like that, you see. It grows up all 6 or 8 foot, and that's about as big as it gets. Maybe it don't even grow on a tree. Maybe you walk through a bunch of it, it just clusters out on the ground here. It's the way it does here. And you won't even, if you don't know it, you won't even pay attention to it, see. Now that poison oak, it grows on oak trees mostly. The reason they call it poison oak, because it like oak trees, you see. And mostly on post oaks. Once in a while you see some maybe on a hickory or a blackjack, but not very much. It mostly grows on post oak trees. Uh-huh. And it's great big vines, great big cable of it, like, you know, it grows, uh-huh. some of them be 3 or 4 inches thick maybe going up that tree. And it's
what
a big.
What kinds of berries grow around here?
Well, they're huckleberries, blackberries, and they grow strawberries, and man, I don't know, they're right smart berries here, mm-hmm. different kinds.
What about a kind of berry? It's got a rough surface. Some of them are red, and some of them are red and black. Did you ever hear of a red?
A what?
Red. Mm-hmm. Raspberry or raspberry?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but they don't grow here. Uh-huh. There's a red haw and a black haw. It grows here, and they're a bitter haw. It'll fool you. Them red haws are good to eat if you like, you know. But them bitter haws, it looks like berries. They little bitty round deal, mm-hmm. and they'll fool you. Mm-hmm. You think you're fixing to eat some sweet haws, and boy, them will be bitter, and they just like taking that much quinine in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I mean, it gets to be awful.
But those what did you say doesn't grow around here?
The raspberries. I've never seen any of them around here.
Say it for married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something. She'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he'd say, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
Hmm?
Any joking ways that they'd refer to each other?
Oh, yeah. I have to. There's a lot of ways you could joke about that. I have to ask my better half or my boss or my sweetie pie. You know, it's just a whole lot of ways a woman that you might talk, a husband might talk about his wife like that.
Uh-huh.
And she could be the same way about him, about, you know, I might have to ask my hubby or something like that, or
uh-huh.
my boss, or, you know, they refer like that. I've heard a lot of them do things like that, just joking, you know.
Say a woman who's lost her husband, she's called a
widow. Mm-hmm.
And what if he just left her, then she'd be a
grass widow.
And the man whose child you are, he's your
what?
The man whose child you are, he's your
You mean my daddy?
Uh-huh. Or another name for him.
My father.
Uh-huh. And his wife is your
yeah, he's my mother.
And together
my mommy or my mammy or
together they're your
my daddy and mama is what I always said, but their father and mother is what.
Uh-huh. Or your father and mother are called your.
Yeah, my parents, yeah.
What did you call your father and mother when you were growing
up? Well, I always called mine daddy and mama.
Uh-huh.